She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Okay, so do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. I can't tell you how many times I have said that in my practice to people, because if you're going to shake things up and change, you've got to do something different, right? Now, what I want to talk about mostly today, and I've got Ray Dustar, the Juice Star, here to help me, is setting goals. And I think when you set goals, and I've seen this happen over and over in my professional life, I've seen it happen over and over in my personal life, I guess myself I could include in these examples, people get way too vague about it. Like, here's an example. I want to lose weight. I would like to make more money. Those are vague goals. I think, and the science says it, if you're going to accomplish your goals and get closer to your desires, no matter what they are about, they've got to be SMART. And we're going to break it down. SMART stands for S-M-A-R-T. Ray, what do you got to say?
What do I got to say? I love being smart. I'm all about being smart in every aspect. And I love SMART goals. So we're talking about S for specific, M for measurable, A for attainable, R for relevant, and T, which is kind of the one I like the best, actually, time-bound. And that is literally giving yourself a timetable to accomplish these. So what I think will be awesome to talk about today, you know, it's the new year, and, I mean, I'm sure everybody's hearing new year, new you, all these, you know, kind of catchphrases and all that. But I'll tell you, what I love about the new year is it honestly is an opportunity to basically hit restart on your life in every single aspect. So let's delve into the things that, you know, I'm crazy passionate about, being fitness and nutrition, and obviously even juicing. Let's start with juicing. So for me, when it comes to SMART goals and how I'm going to do this, you know, I did a lot of the SMAR part last year. So now the time bound thing, I'm gonna set a goal for myself over the next 3 months, not juicing for myself, but I'm getting my family, all of my family on board. So one of the big goals I have for 2014 is to really, really get my brother and my parents to juice more consistently on an everyday basis. So I've issued them a 90-day challenge, and I bought them both a juicer for Christmas, and basically I'm going to work on, you know, getting them up and running to try to juice 3 to 5 to hopefully eventually 7 days, this year. So what do you think about SMART?
I think it's a pretty aggressive goal, I guess, because I don't know if it actually fits into the SMART. I want you to convince me that it does, because hey, I think it's pretty specific, because a non-specific goal is what? I want to lose weight, right? I think it's pretty specific, you know. But is it measurable? Are you going to be able to do we have some metrics on these people? Do they've got cholesterol numbers? Is their weight up? Do you have any nutrient profiles on them that we could actually change? Because we're talking about how to be SMART, right?
So here's what we did. So I took my mom and dad to their primary care, and we ran a full lab test last week, and I had my brother do the same thing. So we've got their complete cholesterol, HDL, LDL, triglycerides. I've got their blood sugar number. I've got their hemoglobin A1C number. And then the other things we did is I weighed them. So I've got their weights. We took their blood pressure. And those are the things so far that, you know, I've got listed in an Excel spreadsheet that basically 90 days from now, after I've got them up and running on the juicing, you know, the everyday juicing, so to speak, we're going to go back and measure. So what do you think about that?
No, I got you. Okay, because I think it's great, because you're kind of making me want to be related to you, and I guess in a way I am. But because, I mean, that's pretty darn amazing. I mean, but it is. It's specific. You know, it's like, hey, let's get into juicing. Why? Because we've talked about juicing before. One of two ways. It depends on whether you juice your complete vegetables and or there's the emulsification with the Vitamix. You are either getting such an intense amount of nutrients that, and people are, I'll just say it, usually nutritionally deficient throughout our day. in conventionally farmed soils, our compromised food chain, our compromised choices at times. And so awesome specific goal to get these people more nutrients on board. You've got it measured. You've got it time-based. And I think what I also love and what I say about SMART is they've got to be actionable. You know, I always say when I'm having people do this, so S, specific, M, measurable, A, either attainable. So is it attainable? Or I would say adjustable. You know, if, you know, life happens and, you know, can we adjust this a little bit so you don't lose track of it? Relevant or reliable? You know, do you have the resources to actually do this? Your family, you set up with the resources. You set them up with a juicer. Now, I don't know if you've paid for vegetable delivery to their house because sometimes that's what it takes for people. Do they, is this goal reliable? Time-based, but is it actionable? You know, I will blank, right? I will lose, let's just say this, 20 pounds by my birthday in March 27th, you know, and then by, and I always tell people, Ray, that I want three actionable items by, you know, being aware of my calories, by juicing, by, doing three CrossFit classes a week. And on my rest days, I will do active rest by playing tennis or hiking. I want actionable items when we're talking about this as well.
That's great. That's great, too. And the measurable thing, I wanted to talk about this for 1 second. This is something I'm guilty of, and I'm putting a plan in place for myself over in 2014. And that is really, when we say measure, a big part of that is writing that down somewhere. So for my brother, you know, he's tech savvy, so he's going to, you know, keep track of everything in his smartphone. For my parents, I got them a calendar that has kind of big spaces for each day, and so I'm literally having them make sure they track the days that they've juiced. Kind of, we've come up with four different recipes, and they'll put the recipe number down on that specific day. And then specifically for my mom and dad, you know, also when it comes to the exercise, we're going to use that, you know, that calendar to track the days that they exercise. So at the end of the 90 days, what's going to be awesome is we'll go back in, we'll get another set of blood test done, you know, I'll put them on the scale, we'll get their blood pressure, we'll get all the markers, and then we can really see what the results are and then go into those calendars and see, like, okay, wow, you know, over 90 days you guys juiced a total, I'm making this up, let's say you juiced 50 of those 90 days, you exercised, you know, 40 of those 90 days. And then we can, try for the next 3 months to keep going to see what we can up, you know, what we can do better. So, you know, I love the SMART system because it makes you define your goals, track your goals, and by having a time element of it, you know, you feel a sense of, not only a little sense of urgency, but you feel a sense of accomplishment, which I think is very important. You know, on at the end of the 90 days, just like for me, when 4 months into it in 2012, I went back and got my cholesterol tested, and holy moly, it dropped 66 points and kept me off of Lipitor, which, again, I can't stress how, like, ridiculously stoked I am that I never had to go on that, because that's, I was right, able to get my cholesterol under control through fresh vegetable juicing. So the time element gives you something to look forward to and reward yourself.
Well, all right, so we're talking about SMART goals, folks. No matter what it is, it's the beginning of the year, it's the beginning of a week, it's the beginning of a semester, whatever it is, make them SMART and actionable. S, they've got to be specific. M, measurable, and you've got to write this stuff down. A, attainable. R, relevant or reliable. A can also stand for adjustable, okay? T, time-based. Write it down several places. Make sure it's in your bathroom. It's on your refrigerator. You can post it to the top of your head or your forehead if you need to. You got to be smart about your goals. I've seen it happen time and time again. No vagueness, because we're going to knock you alive on Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly, RadioMD.com.